Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
In the late 19th century, tens of thousands of children were living on the streets of New York City. One Manhattan social worker had an idea. Why not send those children to loving Midwestern families via the country's new railroad system?
So he developed a plan, which was called an emigration plan, and that is what we know as the orphan trains.
Renee Weniger is an author on the so-called orphan trains. She says potential parents only had to show up at the train station, pick out a child, and sign an agreement on the spot.
Kids were chosen in many, many different ways. Some were not chosen well. You know, a farmer may have viewed the muscles of a boy. It was almost like choosing the best apple from a bin.
Thousands of children came to Minnesota this way. Many went on to become happy, productive members of society. And in 1960, three of them decided to organize the first reunion of orphan train riders.
They all went through varied experiences, but they felt such a camaraderie with each other that they just had to get together the next year.
More than 50 years later, orphan train descendants still celebrate their heritage once a year in Little Falls, Minnesota.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.